Here's a thought I'll title Disappearing Colors. And this is a bit of a technical topic, so I apologize for getting deep in the weeds here fairly quickly, but there's no way to avoid it. And it comes up because one of the things that we had to keep in mind when we were reviewing the images submitted for Our Magnificent Planet is the ability of the commercial press to reproduce the colors that were included in the photograph. And sometimes a photograph relies so heavily on a certain intensity or a certain shade of colors that it becomes a problem, particularly when we consider what's called the gamut of commercial offset printing, so-called CMYK printing. CMYK printing for cyan, magenta, yellow, and black. And one of the images that we were looking at had a very brilliant blue. It was a spectacular blue. But if you think about it, cyan, magenta, yellow, and black, CMYK printing, like is used in a commercial print, there's no blue in there. There is no ink that is blue. So how do you produce blue in a commercial press? Well, blue in the world of commercial offset printing is a combination of magenta and cyan. And they can sort of fool the eye by mixing a bunch of magenta dots and a bunch of cyan dots into reproducing something that looks sort of blue. But it's not blue. It's tricking your eye into seeing blue. And the problem with particularly blue is that there are certain shades of blue, certain intensities of blue, that simply cannot be made in any combination of cyan and magenta. So that means the blues that we can see in the computer screen on an RGB image, B being blue, so those blues are made with little tiny electric diodes that are, I think they're called diodes, yeah, that are blue. So they can create a different kind of blue, a more intense blue, certain shades of blue that are simply not possible to reproduce in commercial offset printing. We knew that. So looking at some of the images that were submitted that relied on blue, orange is another color that can be a real problem. Anything that's not cyan, magenta, and yellow, and black, the CMYK colors, if it's a color outside of that, it has to be created and simulated with a combination of colors, you can end up with some problems. Gold is another one that's very difficult to produce with the same kind of intensity that you can see on a computer monitor. It's very difficult to reproduce that in commercial offset printing. So knowing that, we had to look at all the color images using a simulated CMYK print gamut so that we could see what they would look like. Lots and lots of color images. You can't see any shift at all because all the colors in the image are inside the gamut that's possible to reproduce with CMYK. But there were some images that had some shift. And we had to make some judgments about, was it a shift that was far enough that it would substantially change the image and make it not something we could reproduce successfully enough, and so we ended up not selecting it for the book. There were a few of those. It's a very complicated issue, this whole business about color gamuts. And for those of you who are doing color photography, it's something to definitely keep in mind. Because what you can create on your monitor may simply not be possible in a different printing or viewing environment. For example, iPads and telephones have a different sort of color gamut than your computer monitor might. Some computer monitors are more limited than other computer monitors. It gets very complicated very quickly, and you have to be very careful.